B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Police again looking for the public's help. Construction on the Marathon Memorial begins, and the highest paid entertainers. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Rihanna's newest photo shoot has people wondering, is she the product of a Kardashian double standard?
Leroy has your sports.
Celtic Nation. You should be ashamed of yourselves.
But first, police are asking for the public's help to identify the body of a woman found yesterday morning in the Charles River. The victim is described as a black woman about 18 to 25 years old, 5'5", weighing about 120 pounds. An autopsy is scheduled for today, and anyone with information is asked to call the Suffolk County State Police Detective Unit. Construction on the Boston Marathon Bombing Memorial has begun. The full monument will be divided into two sites, one in each of the locations where bombs went off along Boylston Street in 2013. Pablo Eduardo, who designed the monument, said he worked with the families of the victims on the design for a year before beginning the piece. Phase two of the installation scheduled for next week. And Forbes is out with their list of the highest paid entertainers, and topping this year's list is Taylor Swift. She made over $185 million. Kylie Jenner came in second with $170 million. And your boy Kanye is third with $150 million. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, police in South Carolina got everyone thinking DMX killed someone, and it's all because of a police sketch. So they're looking for a murder suspect who apparently looks exactly like DMX. So they used a picture of DMX from the Rough Rider website and just added hair to it.
That's messed up.
It's crazy. DMX himself caught wind of the sketch, and he's pissed, as you can imagine, saying, quote, "Hey, they know I'm on parole, man. That's a drawing. That ain't no sketch." Police are defending it, saying the forensic artist is very well-trained and respected.
Yeah. I mean, look. DMX has kind of a typical look. You know what I mean? Black man, goatee or whatever. And trust me when I say I feel you, because every time there's a Hispanic that causes some ruckus, whether it's
tattoos, goatee,
whether it's a sexual assault, something violent, he gets away, he robs somebody's house, and they throw up the description, guess who it matches?
Yep.
Your boy Romero.
Lamar Odom's comeback just took a big hit. At 39, he was attempting to return to basketball by joining the Big Three League, but was dropped by the league just yesterday. Lamar seemed optimistic about his comeback, saying it was going to take a little time to get his rhythm back, but the league don't have much time because they said they made the move to, quote, maximize competition, protect the health of players, and to raise the level of professionalism of the Big Three. And first, Kim Kardashian, now Rihanna, is being accused of cultural appropriation after her photo shoot with Harper's Bazaar was revealed earlier this week. So in the photos, Rihanna's seen in a vibrant blue gown with puffy sleeves, a red sash, with her hair fashioned to emulate traditional Chinese styles, with her brows blocked with a flash of red at the front, her lips painted in red just in the middle. And immediately people started to compare the Rihanna cover to Kim's kimono shapewear that received all that criticism too, saying that, wait a minute, when Kim does it, there's outrage, but when Rihanna does it, no one seems to care. One user even brought Kendall Jenner into it, saying that she can't wear an afro on a cover, but Rihanna can wear this. Well, staff at the magazine defended the photos of Rihanna, saying the style was created by Chinese designers for a Chinese audience, and that was the theme of the shoot. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
Well, the celebration continues as the U.S. World Cup Championship parade went down yesterday in New York City. That's what's up. Change in the game of baseball is coming. Now, first, they're saying robots are taking over. All right, well, actually, it's just the software. So what's going to happen is the Atlantic League All-Star Game, this actually went down yesterday, they introduced this software where the umpires, the human umpires, will get a message to their iPhone of whether it's a strike or a ball.
I love it.
Okay.
So that means I can be an umpire.
Yes. Now, while the umpires still, if they think that the computer, the software got it wrong, they can change the call.
Yeah, whatever.
But, it's crazy.
And they're not going to pay attention now.
Right. And then second, Major League Baseball will allow hitters in the Atlantic League to steal first base in the second half of their season.
You can steal first base.
Can I tell you why I love that? I'm assuming they're going to do it kind of like a drop third strike.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That means that a small, fast guy who's not a great hitter is more valuable. Mm-hmm. That means that a dude that throws a knuckleball
is in trouble.
His catcher is going to be panicking.
You're in danger, girl.
Yeah, that's going to make it just more exciting. Think about like a reliever who's like, he strikes a lot of people up, but he's a little wild, ninth inning, one run game. He freaking throws a wild pitch. Boom, dude steals for. I love it. I love it.
I like it too. And baseball needs to shake things up. They're a couple decades late, but still. Former Celtic Al Horford, he wrote a goodbye letter, all right? And he said, you welcomed me with open arms 3 years ago. We had a goal to raise another banner in the rafters. They failed. They fell short of the goal. I appreciate everyone in Boston, ownership, front office, coaches, and teammates. Most important, thank you to all the fans. Boston should be ashamed of themselves. This dude was nothing but a class act, and folks around here talked about him like he was a dog. So shame. Really? Oh, yeah. Oh, they talked about him like he was a dog. And the ESPY Awards were last night. And your boy Gronk, he shared an award with Lindsey Vonn and D-Wade for best moment for the way they ended their career. So congratulations to him. And if you get a chance, check him out. He had on a three-piece suit looking kind of, well, let me say spiffy. Go back a little
good.
Bit.
Spiffy.
You know, he was doing a thing spiffy. Got to bring words back from time to time. And Celtics legend Bill Russell, he received the Arthur Ashe Award for courage. All right. The Celtics will play the Memphis Grizzlies tonight in the NBA Summer League. And I had to mention it because the Celtics have a player named Taco Fall. All right. He's from Senegal. He's 7'7", has an 8-foot wingspan.
Wait.
Yes.
What's his name?
Taco Fall.
Taco Fall?
Yes.
Like I dropped my taco?
Yes. Tuesday night when they played, it was like it's Taco Tuesday. This dude is phenomenal. He has become a superstar. It's like when he dunks, he doesn't even jump. So if you get a chance, check it out. That game goes down tonight at 10:30, and that's your sports.
All right. And your good news for today, really sweet prom story for you. So a high school junior named Addie Rust had this dream dress that she wanted to wear to her prom, a blue ball gown, kind of very Cinderella-ish. But she couldn't afford the one that she wanted. So her prom day, Parker Smith, who is her best friend, took it upon himself to help her out with that. And with some help of his grandmother, he learned how to sew by himself to make the dress for her. I love that. Dang. And it came out beautiful. And it's just the beginning for Parker, though, because now he's planning to study costume design and musical theater when he goes to college. He wants to be a Broadway costume designer. I love it. That's your good news. And this report made hot by Brigham Health, where there's a will for the safe delivery of twins or triplets. There's Brigham Health with a team to ensure that you and your babies thrive.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.